Recording in progress.
Joseph, Tim, what's going on, guys?
What's up, James?
Hey, James.
This is kind of cool. We have like our own little unofficial train club inside the Carolina Weather Group podcast.
Oh wow. Would you look at that?
Tim, did you survive Masters week down there in Augusta? Did you get a chance? Oh, did you get a chance to see the Norfolk Southern office car special?
Oh, surviving the Masters barely. Traffic. Wow. But no, I
Sounds
really
bad.
wish I had the time to head down to that Augusta yard. I heard they were stationed there most of the week. That would have been something seeing those passenger trains operating on the freight tracks, but I think Joseph saw some.
Indeed, I chased it from Salisbury to Kannapolis when it was make it's an initial run down from Altoona, Pennsylvania down to Augusta.
Did you say
Altoona?
we got to tell Joseph about the time we went to Altoona, Pennsylvania?
Oh man, have you not shared that story
I
yet?
how have I not shared this story with you, Joseph? It was epic.
Well, hey guys, here we are at the Front Street Grill in Northumberland, Pennsylvania. This is kind of our first stop here on our train journey from New York back to the Carolinas. But here at the Front Street Grill, looks like an old train depot. We've got five or six tracks running behind it. Beautiful red Pennsylvania train car here has been turned into a banquet room for a special event. And when we got here tonight, the hostess said, "Would you like to sit inside or outside?" But we had the inside because we wanted the train theme. But then they said they had an awesome band out tonight. Let's check out this interview with the band and what we found here at Front Street Grill. Can y'all tell us a little bit about this area, where we're at?
This was the original Out West. At one point, the Susquehanna River, when you went on the other side, it was the Western United States.
You were at the confluence of the Susquehanna River.
Confluence
the West
of the
Branch and the North Branch come together here, main stem down to Harris.
Actually, an old railroad station. Yep. Actually, Teddy Roosevelt came through here. One of the biggest train yards in all of the world at one point was here in Northumberland. It was a big, what they call a four-hump train yard. You used to still be able to get into the tunnel that ran along the creek, and you would come up in the middle of the train yard right by the big old roundhouse. And they've torn a lot of that stuff down, but yeah, this area was transportation, canals, rivers, trains, you name it. This was the transportation hub. You know, you got everything coming together. Overlook is famous because the French, during the French and Indian War, brought cannon over there and tried to shell Fort Augusta.
And did you say Augusta in the middle of that?
For which yeah. This is Fort Augusta was here, yeah.
Fort Augusta. That's funny because I'm from Augusta, Georgia, originally.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those names were popular back then.
Right.
Yeah, because I think he was a royal, he was a like a royal son or something like that.
How long have you guys been playing?
Oh boy, off and on, you know.
Your first years total.
Yeah, easily, yeah. Usually keeps feeding. I mean, it's like a good friend that you don't hear from for years, and all of a sudden they show back up, and it's like, wow, you know, here you are. And I mean, it really lifts the spirits and just makes you smile.
Yeah. How long's the band itself been together? I heard you say you play in with multiple bands.
It's the certain style of music that brings us three together. I could turn around tomorrow night and play with a whole different genre of music.
Right.
I will.
They're a good harmonica player. I don't find too many of those around.
Personally, I tried to play harmonica-friendly music.
I think this whole bridge is an overlook.
I would say that Tim and I look ridiculous walking down the street with our big antennas and radio. But this is Altoona.
Yeah, I hope they've come to expect it. Or they just look at us and go, oh, there's those train tourists again.
I mean, I know you were generous and bought me one of those really tall antennas you got there, Tim.
Uh-huh.
That's a little ridiculous. When we went into Sheets, this was the train we heard them talking on the radio, trying to figure out how to get it in here and where to park it and all that jazz.
Oh, gotcha. Hearing air brakes as if we're about to start rolling, maybe.
Despite the smoke and the haze, Tim, it's hot out here.
Oh, it's very humid. Holy cow.
We're going to smell great by the end of the day. Woo. All right, we're waiting on Norfolk 4146.
Oh my gosh.
Tim and I have made our way over to Norfolk Southern's Rose Yard here in Altoona. Tim, what do we got going on in the yard behind us?
Looks like we got two Norfolk Southerns sitting over here. We got 4146, which we anticipate might be moving here in just a little bit. And then we've got 4073, which before we got here, we heard a little radio traffic. Like, where are we going to park this train?
This train is very long. It's carrying blue containers. You can see it stretching back down the main line. So it's coming in, waiting for its logistics to move on through the yard while we're waiting for the other signals to change. And I guess it's also worth mentioning that the train that is waiting to go outbound here has four lead engines, and we can't even see the back of the train from where we're standing. So I think once that gets going, that's going to be a show.
To see, yeah, how long it's going to be. It's going to be fun.
All right, here we go, Tim.
There's the bell.
Oh, he's going that way. Tim, we haven't even been here 5 minutes yet. We already got our first moving train.
We got our first movement.
I'm not sure its call sign, but that lead engine 4146 just got clearance to head out of Rose Yard here in Altoona.
Curious to see just how long this train is with four lead engines, and see if we got one in the center somewhere.
On the back of the train yet?
Nope. I can see all the way to the horizon and I still see cars moving.
The train that Tim and I have been watching outbound has just stopped. There were no DP, distributed power units, in the midst of the train. We can see the back of the train now. It looks like it's got three more engines at the back. And Tim and I were discussing how, over the years, technology has improved with the engines, horsepower has improved with the engines, but really the railroads have been cutting costs, making trains longer, reducing the number of trains overall, because every train requires at least two people to operate. And so if you take three trains and put them together and make one really long train, well, now you have four less people operating on the railroad. But you know, that causes problems with longer trains taking longer to clear railroad crossings and potentially blocking street crossings.
Gonna say, if you've got a train that's super long, you might be blocking, you know, blocks upon blocks of railroad crossings. But yeah, this one's pretty interesting. At one point we were looking horizon to horizon and couldn't even see the beginning or end of the train, so that was pretty fun.
This is such a cool spot. I kind of just want to stand here forever, but Tim, you just pointed out we have so many cool spots yet to see.
Oh yeah, this is a rail fan hot spot here, so we got tons of overlooks, tons of places to visit.
How do you know it's a rail fan hotspot? Take a look at this bench. The outside of the bench is train wheels. Would you like a seat?
Absolutely.
Here comes the sun.
And the humidity.
It's all right.
Until you start sweating.
Nah, I don't think it's gonna be all right later. We've moved on over to the engine shop. And Tim, I've seen historic engine shops like the one in Spencer, North Carolina, but I don't know that I've ever seen an operational engine shop with an operational turntable.
Yeah, this is pretty impressive. You've got a lot of engines. You can see some skeletons of some engines around too.
Look how close that house is.
I bet that's awful to live there.
Or awfully awesome.
Awfully awesome.
It's like a rail fan's number one house.
Joseph, don't go far. Tim and I have model trains and a long-awaited visit to Horseshoe Curve coming up after the break.
Have you ever seen what an indoor environmental assessment looks like in a commercial building or business? During a full assessment, we collect data throughout the building and compare the measurements room to room. We can also collect samples that go to a lab, such as the small cassette shown here, which will be analyzed for types and amounts of mold in the air. We follow up with a physical inspection, looking for moisture sources and using moisture meters to determine if any of your building materials are wet.
Go-ESG.com or 336-373-1538.
All right, and before we get back to the trains, if you want even more trains, check out the Carolina Weather Group panelist playlist. It drops each Saturday on Spotify. Tim and I talked about rail fanning here in the Carolinas. You can find it exclusively on the Carolina Weather Group podcast feed on Spotify. But folks, it's only there until June. Then it's going, gone. So relive the series that Tim Pounce, right there on our screen, produced and he will introduce you to your favorite Carolina Weather Group hosts, their favorite songs, and obviously their favorite hobbies. So you can find that on Spotify right now. All right, Joseph, sorry for the intermission. Now back to the trains.
This is funny. Tim and I accidentally made a wrong turn. My fault, not his. I'm the navigator. And, but we just came across the Alto Train Museum Association, and their model train display is open.
Let's go.
We just love trains. I mean, that's the whole thing. It's more or less kind of like built around like a town, you know. We use Pennsylvania Railroad, you know, cars. And
what I like about this room for me is it feels a little like my current hometown, because we're a long way from Concord and Charlotte, but it's Lionel. But I also grew up visiting Stroudsburg a whole lot. So yeah, every time I see one of those maroon colored passenger Pennsylvania Railroad cars, this is a nice crossover for me.
Well, the Pennsylvania Railroad, they used to do it black, Tuscan, red, Brunswick green, yellow, some silver.
We got into Altoona late last night after nightfall. And we woke up this morning and we're like, I think we're in train heaven.
Yep, this is a town of trains.
This is called Railroad City.
Yep, yeah. Railroad City, yep.
My father had a model railroad set that when I was a kid, I remember playing with, and now I have a son. So we got three generations running.
Yeah.
It's nothing this big.
Yeah.
Well, ahead of our real life visit to Horseshoe Curve, we're looking at HO scale Horseshoe Curve. It's a prototype layout here at the museum. They've got trains running on it, including a classic Pennsylvania Railroad passenger train and a Conrail coal train.
But this is an actual scale model of it.
The surveying and the engineering of Horseshoe Curve helped build Altoona into what it is today.
Yep. This was built back in the 1800s. They were trying to find a westward expansion to get freight and passengers over the mountain. Back in during World War II, they're actually, Adolf Hitler wanted to bomb the Horseshoe Curve because he wanted to slow down the supplies and equipment to get from Altoona over to the west.
The detail is magnificent. This must have taken somebody a lot of time. But how does the level of magnificent detail in this layout compare to the real thing? Let's take a look. After a short pause for some passing thunderstorms, we have made it.
The top of Horseshoe Curve.
Looks just like the model.
Yeah. Got a beautiful engine here to our right.
Yeah, Pennsylvania, 7048. Guys in the museum are telling us they used to have a steam engine parked out here, but that steam is now in the museum being restored. It's still a historic engine bearing the Pennsylvania name. And I think, with any luck, we're hearing a little rumble off in the distance. And I don't mean thunder. It's hard to tell, Tim. You think it's coming up the mountain or down the mountain?
It's hard to tell because the sound's reverberating off every side of all these mountains. At first, I thought it was that direction. Now I thought it's going from downhill over that way. Wow. This is going to be fun.
If you pretend that the low-hanging fog is steam, you can kind of see a little flashback in time. Tim, I see a light.
Right.
I see a light, Tim.
Here it comes.
Horseshoe Curve, an engineering feat that allowed the railroad new western expansion, but it's a rail fan's haven because the train is literally doing 180 degrees around you. We're just surrounded by freight train right now. I want you to get excited, Tim. We got another light coming down the hill.
Down the hill.
All right, if you're new to trains and rail fanning, here's a new vocabulary word for you. When two trains pass each other on the railroad, it's called a meet. Makes sense, right? They're meeting.
Oh,
Tim, we only had a very short window of time to get up here between lines of thunderstorms. We drove an extra 2 hours out of the way. Was it worth it?
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Two trains in about 2 minutes. This has been pretty good. So we'll keep going and see how many we get.
Tim, I know it's been like 2 seconds, but I think there's another one.
Another one? I hear some engine rumbling.
Nothing against hometown railroading, but this is mainline rail fanning at its best.
Yep.
There she is. With editing, we could just make it look like it's one train after another train after another train. But I promise you, it's been like 30 seconds since the last train went by, and here comes our third train. I think we got ourselves a coal train.
We do. Now, something interesting, I don't know if you noticed, but that was a female engineer.
Great. I don't think I've seen a lot of women at the controls of the locomotives. That was really cool.
Yeah, it was.
Check out this one. It says Conrail still on. A lot of stuff that's been around for a while, but after a lot of the great railroads of the previous century started to fail, the government consolidated them into a big railroad company called Consolidated Rail, or Conrail. Sounds like a movie, like an action movie, like Con Air, but Conrail.
Right.
I guess they didn't bother to repaint that one. Hopefully this isn't foreshadowing, but I haven't checked the radar in a minute. And we are up here at Horseshoe Curve in between two lines of thunderstorms.
Right.
But the low-hanging clouds look gorgeous. Sam?
Yeah?
I know the third train's still going by, but take a look over there.
Hey! Four trains in 10 minutes, huh? Maybe not even that much, I don't know.
Did you see this? Coming down the hill, it's going quick. What does this have to do with Carolina weather? I guess at the surface, nothing. We're not in the Carolinas, and that's not weather. But weather impacts everything, including the logistics of transportation. And the construction of this is a feat of engineering. Now maybe, just maybe, technology can do something about those brakes. It's all starting to rain, that's weather. You see those right there, Tim? Do you know what those are called?
Besides tractor trailers, I don't know.
Piggybacks.
Piggybacks, that makes sense.
You want a piggyback ride?
Oh, come on.
All right. Piggyback service is supposed to speed up transportation. They don't even offload the goods. They just take the whole truck and throw it on the train. Now, if you or the kids wanted to come check out Horseshoe Curve for yourself, you could. You just got to travel to Altoona, Pennsylvania. You can drive there, or you can catch the twice daily Amtrak that takes this curve. You can take it right into the Altoona station. Maybe I'll do that next time.
I love how friendly these guys are, too. Every time they pass, everybody's waving, everybody's honking horns. They're used to it. It's Horseshoe Curve.
I mean, I'm guessing if you're based around here, you gotta be into smiling and waving at people.
Right. It is Train City, after all.
Rain's rolling in a little bit. The fog's rolling in a little bit. More friendly engineers. These are two helper engines. They just helped push one of those big trains up the curve. They're now heading back down to Altoona, to their home base in Rose Yard, where we were this morning. We're back in the car again.
It's raining. Maybe you can't tell.
The rain has stopped for a minute. Tim's got his new hat from Horseshoe Curve,
And we've stopped here in the town of Lily on a seemingly random bridge. But it's not as random as you may think, because it's a small world, Tim.
It is a small world. This is the Paul E. Sweeney Memorial Bridge. I was keeping one of my colleagues up to date on our trip here. Knew she was from Pennsylvania, but she's actually from right here in this area. So she's going to tell us a little bit more about this bridge. And apparently she's the girl who stops the trains.
She hopped on Zoom with us. Take a listen.
Hello.
Hello. I'm surprised you have enough service up there, man.
Did you ever explain actually what we're doing?
No, we didn't get that far because we start running our mouths and we have squirrel.
We do.
No, we're taking a road trip from New York all the way back to Charlotte because we picked up a car that James's grandfather's given him. And we decided to make it a 3-day road trip and do a bunch of rail fanning on the way down.
That's cool.
Little did I know until this morning, I had a friend who was from this area. So, ladies and gentlemen, here's Heather Rhodes. But right now we are on the Paul E. Sweeney Memorial Bridge. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Paul was in World War II, World War II veteran. He was awarded the Silver Star. He was a combat engineer. But he was a coal miner and then went to the war. And when he came back, he decided coal mining was too dangerous. So he went to work for Pennsylvania Railroad as a brakeman. And back in the 40s, brakemen, I don't know if you know, used to have to run from the engine to the caboose along the top of the moving train.
On the top of it, wow.
Yeah, because coal mining was too dangerous.
Yeah, right?
That sounds much better.
Yeah, exactly. He worked his way up to an engineer. He worked for the Pennsylvania Railroad, Penn Central, and retired from Conrail in the 80s.
You said majority of your family's from this area, huh?
We just had a car slow down. I almost just handed you off in case it was a relative. What was it like to find out when they announced they were going to name the bridge in memory of your stepfather?
That was a really neat, Paul was a very, very influential person in the city, or in the town. I shouldn't say city, in the town.
We drove out of our way to come see all of the train happenings. What was it like living in an area with all the train activity?
Well, the very first house I grew up in, my mom's family's homestead, was closer to the tracks than the houses there in Lily. Couldn't have a fish tank growing up because the vibrations would crack it. When I was young, like, not even 2 years old yet, just starting to toddle around, walk, I had wandered away from the house. Fire department gets called out. Guys on the fire department work for the railroad, so they stopped the trains because they knew where I lived. And they were afraid that I went down on the tracks. So the older generation, I am really known as the girl that stopped the trains in Glitzen.
Brought everything to a halt.
Yes, I did.
Before we go, do you have any other fun train stories to tell?
Did you make it up to the Glitzen tunnels?
Not yet. I think that's our next stop.
Tim and I just hustled over here to Glitzen after talking to Heather over in Lily.
And it's cool with this shot right here. You can see the two different tunnels Heather was talking about, the original and then the new line that they built to get the intermodals through and get the double-deckers through.
Tim and I have spread out. Tim's going to get a shot of the freight train approaching the bridge, and I'm going to get a shot of it disappearing back into the tunnel. There we go.
Where we live, there's Norfolk Southern.
You know he did that on purpose.
Oh man,
that was funny.
How are those ears over there, Tim?
They're all right. A little bit of ringing.
All right, so I guess that wasn't the freight train we were expecting, but ow.
That's awesome.
And I are still out here at the tunnel. Tim, yeah. What are we expecting to come out of the tunnel?
We hope an Amtrak.
There he goes. Good night.